Hi guys,
how was your weekend? Because I know you're listening to this like on a Monday or on a Tuesday or whenever you decide to listen. How was your weekend? I'm currently recording this on a Wednesday, so I'll just give you guys a rundown of how I think my weekend will go and how my week has been. This week has been like stressful. I've just been like zoned out. And I've also been trying to be present. I'm just trying to be present. Like, if I feel zoned out, I just try to bring myself back and, like, you know, that kind of thing. Honestly, all the K-dramas they're bringing out wants to swallow me up because they are a lot. Like, it's jam-packed. I can't believe, like, last month I was complaining, like, I don't have enough K-dramas to watch. And this month, I can't even keep up with them. I can't keep up. I don't want them to do this when it's Alchemy of Souls period because I'll just dump all the K-dramas and watch Alchemy of Souls by December. Anyways, I know I'm going to catch up and everything, but it's so overwhelming. Like, there's Cheer Up, there's Golden Spoon, there's Gas Electronics, there's $1 Lawyer. I've not been able to keep up. There's Blind. Oh my god, it's annoying. Anyways, that's that. But like, even with all the things that are overwhelming me and everything, I'm just trying to be happy and like be in a good mood. Just, I don't want to be down and damp and sad. Anyways, our topic of discussion today in this podcast is from the K-drama Cheer Up. If you're watching it, you will probably remember. Jesus. Oh, sorry, I thought this stopped recording because I looked at my phone just now and it was showing me like low battery and I wanted to scream like but thank god it was still recorded, so I'm just going to keep going. Hopefully it was still recording. Anyways, like, our topic of discussion today will be, did I say welcome? Welcome back to another episode of the Cheesecake Talk, guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to me. I honestly don't know what I'm doing. That's the truth. But I'm just going to keep doing this because I like it. And anytime I release an episode each week, it just makes me feel fulfilled and like happy. And especially when I see people comment on my TikTok or my Pinterest and tell me how much they relate. And thank you so much, guys. Well, let's just get into the topic. I said I'm going to be talking about a scene from Cheer Up. I don't want to scream because I hate when people are screaming in my ears. For people that are listening to this on their headset or your AirPods, I don't want to scream. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about the scene from Cheer Up when the girl asked. I don't know if you guys are watching Cheer Up, the main lead. Yeah, you know the main lead and then the girl, which is the female lead. They had a conversation. For people that are watching, and then people that are not watching, I'll give you guys your own explanation, don't worry. So this guy, the girl was like crying and the guy was trying to console her and everything. He finished consoling her on this, they were on this staircase and he finished consoling her. And the guy was like walking up back and then she asked him. For people that have not watched it, it's just like the guy does all this cheerleading stuff where they kind of dance and all those stuff. So the girl asked him, by the way, why do you work so hard on this? All your, hold on please, I don't know what I fucking wrote here. Okay, the girl asked him, by the way, why do you work so hard on this? All your classmates are busy with job hunting. Aren't you anxious or scared? And the guy said this. And he said, yes, he's scared. He said, yes, I'm scared. And she asked him, then why? He said, just because I like it. Just because I like it. Like, it just makes me... what did he say? He said, just because, like, okay. He said, the girl asked him and he said, just because, like, it just makes me, it just makes me happy. Don't want to even, Oh my God, my dad is back. Shit. Okay, sorry guys. Like I told you guys, my dad just came back, so I went to open the gate and I lifted one sack of potato alone. But I'm back now and I actually went to get what I wanted to see because I was like biting my mouth or my tongue. Hold on. So that key drama from Cheer Up, I want to read the line that I want to talk about. I have it on my phone just to find it. Yeah, so the girl asked him, by the way, why do you work so hard on this? All your classmates are busy with job hunting. Are you not anxious? And he said, he is. He said, I am. And she then asked, then why? And he said, just because I like it. And that's just all. That's all. Like, that statement made me think. Because sometimes you don't really have any... I'm not trying to be deep now, whatever, Sha. Just, this is a ramble on something that I connected with in this K-drama. And I feel like everyone should... I don't think I'm the only one that relates to this. The guy just being like, just because I like it. Like, just because. He said, just because I love... Okay, he said, just because I like it. And like, if you think about things in life, like some things you just do just because I like it, like just because I like it. Okay, why do you keep doing this? And then you don't have any reason like why you keep doing that. You just say just because I like it. And it just resonated with me. For example, my TikTok where I talk about K-dramas. Or like right now that I'm talking about this. Like who cares if you related with it? Who cares if you resonated with you or whatever? But I like talking about these things and it's just because I like it. And it just made me think, I don't want to ever be in a position where I'm like 30, I'm 20, okay, 20 something is a little too close, I'm 30, I'm 40, and I'm like, I can't see myself talking about K-dramas. Like, why would I say that? I want to still be able to talk about K-dramas and be cheesy, talk about BTS, crush on them, look at how they find men, and talk about how old Lee Min-ho is, like, and how fine he was then and how he's still like fine, how he's growing old and he's still aging so well. I want to be 45 and be able to talk about these things, like just because I like it. I don't want to ever grow to a stage where I'm like too serious with life, because like what is even inside this life? Is there's nothing, there's literally nothing, just you living. So I don't want to ever get to that stage where I have to take things seriously. I want to be able to do simple things and be like, just because I like it. For example, I talk about K-dramas on my TikTok. Even if I get like one like, two likes, no comments, there are just some things that I would still go on. Like, whenever it happens, I just bring up my camera and I talk about it and laugh and post it. Because like, who cares if nobody listens? Just because I like it. And like, this is the reason I watch K-dramas. They just they bring out like things that I have in my mind. It doesn't bring it to life and I'm like, exactly, thank you, this is it. Like, if you've watched this scene, you know what I mean. Like, it just resonated with me so much. The truth about this is that when I was watching this part of this morning, I woke up and I was like, I don't have anything to talk about on my podcast. What will I talk about? I was searching. I already had two topics to talk about, like, yeah, I was about to talk about K-drama, how Africans are missing out on the whole experience of meeting K-pop artists and our favorite K-drama actors. I was about to talk about that. And I was also about to talk about like Golden Spoon, something about Golden Spoon. But this thing came on when I was watching it today and it just, boom, I'm like, okay, I want to talk about this. Like, I don't want to ever grow old to that stage where I'm like taking things too seriously. I want to be able to laugh with my kids about a funny K-drama they watched, about a scene from a K-drama they watched. I want to be able to talk about like when I'm done watching, I want to be able to get my phone, send a voice note to my friends, even when I'm 30, and tell them, oh my God, did you watch this? I don't want to ever like ever be in that situation where I'm like taking life too seriously, because there's nothing in this life, honestly. So those little precious moments where I can laugh out loud and everything, I want to live for those moments. And this guy's statement just resonated with me, and I love it. Because if people ask me, why do you actually have that K-drama account, TikTok account, apart from the fact that, honestly, okay, let's say in the long run, it's going to get me money, monetary, whatever, it's going to get me money in the long run. But right now, in this stage, in this process, in this present moment, I think the joy of, like, being able to share what I feel, like, the joy I enjoy, like, what I enjoy doing, how do I put this? Okay, let me think. Hold on, guys. Just give me a few minutes to catch my breath and think. Like, I think I would tell people that the joy I get while being able to talk about K-dramas on there is more than what I see in the future. Like, I want to still have this joy even in the future, you get? Like, even if one person is the only person that comments, I will still post my video and laugh about it just because I like it. Like, not because of anything. I thought the guy was going to say something like he gets paid or something, or it's for his school or something like that, but he just said just because I like it. And like, that is a very, very good reason to keep doing whatever you want to do. Listening to K-pop, sending voice notes to your friend about your favorite artist, sending voice notes to your friend about like a scene from a K-drama that was busting your brain, sending voice notes to your friend about like, oh my god, the first time I discovered Song Kang, I sent like so much voice notes to my friends, telling them how fine he is and everything, and then my friends are sending voice notes back. I don't want to ever grow. I want to grow, but like, I don't want to ever get past this feeling. I don't want it to end. I want to keep doing this, like, in the long run, when I'm 30, when I'm 45, when I'm 50, like, even if it's not like in this range again, but I want to keep doing it, like talking about things I love, like this K-pop artists, K-dramas, crushing on Lee Min Ho or Taeyong. Like, oh my god, like, I want to keep doing this and not have any valid reason. Like, I just because I like it. Honestly, how sweet would life be if we could just do things we actually like? Like, just do things you like. You're not going to kind of like get anything, just not for monetary value or whatever, just doing things you like. I don't want to stop doing things that bring me joy when I'm old, or when I'm like 30, when I'm 40, when I'm 45. I want to keep doing things I love, like talking about K-dramas, you know, when a scene happens and I relate it to a song and I post it, and oh my god, I'm like, it's so funny. And I think I found the perfect response to give to people when they say, why do you have a K-drama TikTok account? What the fuck do you get from there? I'm just like, just because I like it. Why you talk about BTS all the time? Just because I like them. Why you shouting? Just because I like it. Like, that's a valid response. Oh my god, I think that's all I have to say. So whatever you are doing, like you feel like you're getting joy, K-dramas, K-pop, crushing on all the artists, like, oh, your bias record, I can't wait to start getting like K-pop stickers and the rest. I just like coming them in my room just because I like it. I think I'll name this podcast just because I like it. Just because I like it. Anyways, like, if you're not, I think we've come to the end of this podcast episode. It was very short, I know, right? Like, just because I like it. Anyways, we've come to the end of this episode, and thank you guys for staying till this end. On whatsoever platform, please, on whatsoever platform you're listening to Sandwiches K-Talk, could you give it a 5-star rating? Like, it helps a lot to put me out there. Thank you. And so I can get people listening. It's not like, you know, but like, yeah, that would be great. So please do that. Thank you. And see you guys next week. Let me go and do other things. I'm actually so busy, like I told you guys already. This week has been busy, but like, I hope you have a great day, and yeah, bye. If you're not watching Cheer Up, go and watch it. This is your time to go and watch it. Bye bye.